Good morning. My name is Bill Watkins, and it's my pleasure to serve as the city manager here in Columbia. This morning, it's an honor to transmit the city manager's fiscal year 2011 budget proposal to the council and the community. As required by our charter, the budget provides a complete financial plan for the City of Columbia for the period starting October 1, 2010, and ending September 30, 2011. Again, this is our fiscal year 2011. Submitting the budget officially launches the community decision-making process that allocates public resources for the benefits of our citizens. When I delivered my State of the City address earlier this year, I said our fiscal position was stable. I think that holds true today because we predicted how revenues would change over 3 years, starting in 2008. And since that time, we continue to update it on an annual basis. And we continue to bring our spending in line with our projections to get through the fiscal year. Even though operating expenses are projected to be up slightly, we are making very significant cuts in budgeted expenses on total. We're still sustaining core city services and fulfilling our obligations to voters and bondholders. We're still seeking opportunities to save, or SOS. Some of this reduction involves sacrifice. Some is just smarter planning and execution. To the best of our ability, we're limiting pocketbook effects on families and businesses. I am not recommending any fee or tax increases for our fiscal year 2011. On the other hand, we're budgeting what I think are unavoidable utility rate increases that will cost about $8.25 per month for the average residential customer. These 3 points, stability, sustained core services, and fiscal limits, are the essence of my 2011 budget proposal. In the coming weeks, the City Council will hold hearings to discuss these recommendations with the public. Final council action on the budget is expected near the end of September. Overall, we expect total city revenues to be 2.7% higher in fiscal 2011 than estimated in 2010. That's over $9 million more for the coming year. But please keep in mind, more than $8 million of that $9 million is in new income resulting from rate increases in electric, water, sewer, and solid waste utilities. Most of these increases, in terms of dollars, were approved by voters in past ballot issues. We will also transfer income that's been accumulating in accounts over to operating and capital so that we can build voter-approved projects. This includes close to $3 million in excess revenue funds to balance total revenue with total expenses in the city's general operating fund. And we estimate 1% growth in general fund sales tax, or about $185,000. Last year, we did not expect any growth sales tax, so this trend is somewhat encouraging. It's possible that new business activity from IBM, Linen King, and even spillover from some of the new businesses that have recently been announced in Missouri will increase sales tax during 2011. This remains to be seen, and we're certainly open to looking at budget additions if the revenue appears in mid-year. I do believe, though, that all of these are positive things for 2012. At this time, the general fund revenue, which supports many services traditionally associated with local government, is expected to drop by close to $575,000. Several grant resources are slowing down or expiring, such as those funding some public health, police, and non-motorized transportation programs. This is expected. grants usually have expiration dates. Opportunities to renew those grants depend on resources available from federal and state government, as well as, in our case, some foundations. It's not prudent, however, and it's against our long-standing budgeting policy to budget grant funds until we're sure we receive them. We also have not budgeted revenue from the current 1/8 cent capital sales tax for parks that is subject to voter renewal every 5 years. Next month, City Council members are expected to authorize placing the question on the November 2nd ballot. Voters will be asked to extend the tax another 5 years. Again, like with grants, if they do so, Council can amend the budget to appropriate the funds then. Frankly, our current budget and what I propose for 2011 are really based on the strategy of getting through 2012, which will be an extremely tight year. The State of Missouri's Budget Office also projects that 2012 and 2013 will be low points with continuing cuts and adjustments. We expect our total overall expenses to be more than $79 million lower next year than budgeted in 2010. That's a 17% drop from last year, and that includes all accounts, not just the general fund. Enterprise funds, which support all city utilities and other user-paid services, will decrease about 25%. Now, that's primarily due to two capital projects being budgeted last year and not into this year. Those include the purchase of the Columbia Energy Center and construction of our wastewater treatment plant additions. Both were budgeted in 2010. Funds needed to run these facilities, however, are now reflected in our utility operating budgets. Spending for internal support services that city government provides to itself will drop by almost $1 million. Functions such as building maintenance, information services, for example, are supported by fees assessed to internal customers based on use, other city departments. We account for this on both revenue and expense sides, and lower spending for internal services translates to lower costs for all departments. These are a group of operations that we call our internal service funds. I propose lowering general fund total expenses by about $1.1 million. The general fund supports public safety, public health, parks, city council and administration, court, and other functions traditionally associated with local government. The general fund pays for both operating expenses and the cost of equipment. Changes in sales tax revenue affect these services more than others, and we can't use enterprise funds, internal service revenues, or other dedicated funding sources to subsidize these services. You can't use water department revenues to pay for police and fire. Last spring, frankly, I felt more optimistic about our ability to pay for, in 2011, some of the staff and equipment we had deferred from the previous fiscal year, as well as meet a number of the needs that still remain with us. In good faith, however, I think I need to make very prudent recommendations based on current conditions, and here's the reality as I see it. The economy is reviving, but not all at once. We've seen some steps forward and back, and that affects local business activity and the community's ability to generate local tax revenues. Residential housing and new commercial permits have not picked up as I had hoped they would last spring, and other signs here are sluggish. Employee pension cost increases are much higher than what we had expected last spring, and they must be satisfied, same situation as our bondholders, as long as our current benefit package is in place. Red light cameras were installed to increase road safety, and based upon the numbers of tickets and citations, I think they're having a very positive effect. They also increased revenue, but not to the extent projected by our early experience with them. State budget cutbacks have tentacles that reach to counties and cities, and I think Columbia is particularly one of those. As state-supported programs and facilities like our university feel pinched, the pain travels to the rest of us. There are a few bright spots. In addition to a slight increase in sales tax revenue, which we talked about, the city has a small surplus in its health insurance fund. Inflation remains low, our bond rating is strong, and we continue to make various best places lists. I believe that my job as city manager is to keep our city financially strong, and that is the intent of the recommendations in the budget. Let me outline a few of them. In terms of public safety in the municipal court, we are recommending an additional almost $500,000 for these general fund agencies. But I've got to tell you that this is primarily to cover increased costs of police, fire, and other pension costs. We are replacing 16 police vehicles. That is not as many as we should be. Costs related to 5 new communication tower sites, technology maintenance agreements, and full year funding for positions related to traffic enforcement, as well as conversion of some overtime pay to more reasonable costs for temporary staff. In addition, capital projects include radio enhancements for public safety joint communications in order to meet the FCC requirements in 2 years, and replacing a pumper and rescue squad for the fire department. And let me point out, like other revenues, the monies to replace the pumper and the rescue squad can't be used for increasing firefighters. 2011 budget eliminates 8 vacant firefighter positions, continues the closure of one of 2 engine companies housed at fire station number 2, but does maintain an engine company at our new station 9. It eliminates 5 police vehicles for school resource officers who will share vehicles with other police staff and reduces expenses for supplies and materials. The budget eliminates a vacant administrative support position in the municipal court. Streets and sidewalks are also another general fund. In addition to funds for regular street maintenance, which we are maintaining at the current year's level, we're recommending some capital funding for improvements to Rolling Hills Road. This would be from Old Hawthorne to Richland Road. Let me point out that this was a project approved by voters in 2005. For traffic improvements at the Providence and Burnham Road intersection, and again, this is a project promised to voters in 2005. And for the third phase of sidewalk improvements in East Columbia, these funds would come from our annual Community Development Block Grant funding. We'll continue cleaning streets at the reduced levels that we established for this year. And pending no penalty from the Department of Natural Resources, we will continue to use salt for ice and snow removal. In the parks and recreation area, we'll continue our summer youth program for summer work experience, our CARE program, and I propose capital funding for work at the Activities and Recreation Center on our trails and pedways and in a couple of our neighborhood parks. Again, I want to point out that our trails, pedways, and neighborhood park capital projects are all approved by voters, and that the ARC is a activity that is self-supporting. We'll also improve the intersection of the MKT Trail in Hinkson Creek near the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, where we will restore a natural area. And I want to thank 3M Foundation for funding this improvement. and will continue the mowing and maintenance schedules of all of our parks at the reduced levels we established this year. And if any of you have been in our parks, you probably have noticed that the mowing is not as aggressive as it had been in previous years. In the health and social services area, also general fund categories, current funding levels will be maintained for local social services contracts. Most of those contracts leverage other funds that we bring into our community, so that a dollar spent for a social services contract often is matched three or four times over by other funding sources. A small increase is budgeted for the city's animal control contract with the Central Missouri Humane Society. In the administration categories, a new half-time position is proposed for the Office of Neighborhood Services. And I want to point out that that half-time position is primarily a consolidation of a lot of temporary positions that we have there. We are also proposing six new positions for building maintenance, custodial services, and fleet operations. All three of those operations operate as independent budget cost centers. The budget includes the loss of an engineering position as our federal non-motorized transportation grant starts to wind down, and the loss of an attorney to increased resources needed to enforce traffic citations. The budget does include some funding, but not all though requested, to support the Citizen Police Review Board. At the direction of council and certainly with the support of the administration, we will go back to conducting a citizen satisfaction survey every several years. Retrofits for city buildings based on energy audits conducted through our sustainability block grant, and capital funding for the 8th Street improvements consistent with work done at City Hall. I also hope that the council will support the city's Journey to Excellence program, which is really shorthand for making city services more productive and focused on customer service. Last winter, the council directed us to pursue state and national quality awards. In my opinion, the journey is even more important than winning the prize. With council's further guidance, I propose to assess our city organization, eliminate needless and out-of-date processes, and prepare our workforce for the future, a trend which we've been talking about for the last several years. We will start a formalized review to examine every activity that the city performs, make it more productive and cost-friendly if it's determined that it's an activity that we should be providing. Like an energy audit, I see this Journey to Excellence investment as a dividend that will continue to pay us for years in the future. Looking at a number of our enterprises, these are the operations that, again, operate as independent businesses within the city. In the sewer utility, we are proposing two needed positions at the wastewater treatment plant and as an additional supervisor position in the sewer maintenance area. I also am recommending several capital projects that will stabilize a portion of Bear Creek, provide outfall relief sewers and extensions, correct problems with some private common collector sewers, and that will be a theme that we will be stressing for many years to come, and begin a pilot project to rid our system from excessive inflow and infiltration problems in our older neighborhoods. Again, that's a project that will be multiple years. In our solid waste utility, this is our mixed refuse, I recommend two new positions to handle growing demands for the solid waste roll-off services and to improve our bioreactor operations. This is where we convert trash to methane gas and electric energy. We also plan to build a second bioreactor landfill cell next year, and we'll have some higher costs for permits required by the EPA. In our parking utility, one new position is needed to maintain our new parking garage at Fifth and Walnut, and I am also recommending increases of garage maintenance expenses and for replacing about 800 of our parking meters in our parking system. In the electric utility, I'm asking council to support two permanent positions at the transload facility serving the Colt Railroad. If you recall, the Colt Railroad is under our electric utility, and earlier this year, council agreed to purchase this transload facility. We inherited two positions there, and we are proposing to make them permanent employees in the city. We are also increasing funds for heavy equipment and for operating the Columbia Energy Center, which we bought a piece of earlier this year. We'll also be making annual system improvements and providing some capital funding for work at our primary control center. In the water utility, I recommend one new position at the city's water treatment plant, which will be a relief operator, and much of that position's cost will be counterbalanced by decreasing overtime at the plant. We are budgeting increased funds for removing sludge in order to meet Department of Natural Resources requirements at the water plant. And in addition, we are proposing a number of annual system improvements, capital funds for a new alluvial well, and for work on large service and transmission lines, some of which have already been approved by council. In the public transit area, the budget includes additional funds to expand our bus routes and upgrade bus radios to meet FCC requirements. Now, we are starting those bus routes a month early, and that they will be in place by the time students are back. My capital recommendations include funds for a vehicle locator system and for replacing 10 buses and two paratransit vans if funding is approved by FTA. In the airport, I recommend funds to renovate restrooms at our terminal and to accommodate our growing passenger base. Capital recommendations include funds for snow removal equipment, which are matched by FAA grants, and for runway designs leading to our cross runway being rebuilt and our main runway being lengthened. A consideration in putting this year's budget together was our community vision. Of a total of 46 implementation tasks which were outlined for the period 2010 and 11, council members have directed that we take no more action on one of those items, which is to add a business ombudsman, and that's due to budget constraints. Of the remaining 45 tasks, 32 have been completed or are being implemented, and 8 more are being added as part of this budget proposal. These additions relate to economic development, affordable housing, and to convene discussions on a number of timely issues, several of which we have just begun starting. Over a quarter of our cost of running city government, and really when we look at the general government, it approaches more like 70%, are personnel costs. These costs are really disproportionately found in the general fund agencies, as I indicated. Although one of my highest priorities since taking over as city manager have been the care and professional development of the people who serve citizens every day, I have been and continue to be disappointed in my ability to recommend paying them what I believe they really deserve. Again, it comes down to dollars, and in particular, our duty to only use dedicated funds for intended purposes. I think suggestions to spend less on parks or more on public safety, for example, offer a false choice. We fund parks primarily with voter-approved sales taxes that cannot be used for other purposes. The real choices at this time force us to weigh general fund agencies against each other and to do everything possible and prudent to spend general fund resources wisely. So for 2011, I am recommending, again, no across-the-board or performance increases for city employees, same as my recommendation in 2010. Our last across-the-board raise was 25 cents an hour, and that was for all employees in 2009. Many of our employees last year saw cuts in their take-home pay, including myself. This restraint allows me to propose stable benefits in other areas. There'll be no increases in employee contributions to health insurance. There'll be continued funding for all pension programs and no cuts in other benefits. We will be proposing a high deductible health plan, a voluntary vision benefits which will be paid for if desired by the employees, and restoration of holiday hours, fixed holiday hours, when calculating overtime pay. In 2011, we're recommending no fee or tax increase. We will live within whatever limits these revenue sources provide. City utility customers can expect residential rate increases for refuse, sewer, water, and electric services. The average monthly increase for a residential customer we project at about $8.25. This is down from the increases approved last year, which was about $8.70. However, I recognize that the $8.25 is still steep when many of our residents are having real problems paying their utility bills now. These rates and fees are dedicated solely to the purpose for which they were established. The revenue that's generated pays for the cost of providing those specific services and for capital improvements and debt service authorized by voters through ballot issues. What's all this fuss about surviving 2011 and preparing for a worse year in 2012? What issues make this such a big deal? Here are a few of the things that I see coming at us. First and foremost, pension and health insurance increase. Like the state of Missouri, we will need to address the continued substantial city contribution to our retirement and health care benefits. And frankly, if we're to put these in place for next year's budget, we need to start talking with all of our employees and stakeholders very soon. We will be eliminating more programs and personnel at levels similar to or slightly higher than 2010-2011. One concern of mine involves the transportation sales tax, which is earmarked for airport buses and streets. I believe that next year that tax may no longer provide enough funds to subsidize bus, airport, and street maintenance at current levels. Shortfalls will have to be made up with general fund revenues, competing for an already scarce resource. Voters may not approve extending the 1/8-cent capital park sales tax. If they don't, about $250,000 in major annual maintenance costs, things like maintaining parking lots, roads within the park, will need to be covered by the city's general fund. We will need to invest big dollars and human resources to replace an outdated citywide financial and management information system, an initiative that I think fits well with our journey to excellence, but is a very expensive replacement. The city of Columbia is a large, complex, continually changing business operation. These are cautious times that demand, if not a cautious response, one that is alert to risks and opportunities. I want to thank you for the opportunity to serve as your city manager with an outstanding, hard-working cadre of about 1,300 public service professionals. I also want to recognize, in particular, City Finance Director Lori Fleming and our Budget Officer, Laura Peebler, the rest of the finance staff for again guiding this year's budget process. My thanks also go to City Department Directors and other staff members who contributed substantial ideas and time in preparing this document. And thanks to all of our employees. Without their willingness to help, many more layoffs and program reductions would have been necessary. More details are included in the budget and brief found in the budget document. This document exceeds 400 pages. You may view the complete budget on our website at www.gocolumbiamo.com. At City Hall, if you'd like to see a hard copy, at the Daniel Boone Regional Library, and at the libraries of the University of Missouri, Stevens College, and Columbia College. I look forward to discussing this proposal with council and the citizens in the weeks ahead. Thank you very much, and I would be glad to answer any questions.